AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican opponent Herschel Walker campaigning again ahead of their December 6th runoff election.
We've done this before. We know how to win a runoff.
Warnock won a runoff in 2020. Workers at the Maricopa County, Arizona Vote Tabulation Center continued their work. Some races remain too early to call, with 600,000 ballots left to count, about a quarter of the total cast. Arizona Democrats maintain small leads over their Republican rivals for Senate and governor. The government says inflation slowed again last month, the fourth such monthly decline. The 7.7% reading better than what economists were expecting. The report sent Wall Street soaring, the Dow closing up 1,200 points. The S&P gained 5.5%. InfoWars host Alex Jones ordered to pay a staggering $1.44 billion for promoting false conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook, Connecticut school massacre. The storm surge from what was Hurricane Nicole adds to the beach erosion first started by Hurricane Ian in Wilbur-by-the-Sea in Volusia County, Florida. Krista Goodrich, who manages 130 rental homes at Salty Dog Vacations, says she never dreamed the Barrier Island beach properties would wash away.
This was not an area that has ever even flooded. It was a trifecta of Ian and then a king tide. And then Nicole, and we just didn't have a chance to recover, and the tide never relaxed, and so it just compromised every seawall, every dune, and we are just devastated.
The storm, which caused at least two deaths, was the first November hurricane to make landfall in Florida in 37 years, and only the third on record. It delivered another devastating blow just weeks after Ian came ashore on the Gulf Coast. This is AP News. NASA confirms a large part of the Space Shuttle Challenger has been found on the ocean floor off the Florida coast. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
More than three decades after the Challenger exploded, killing all seven people on board, including teacher Krista McAuliffe, a section of the spacecraft has been detected on the ocean floor, not far from Cape Canaveral. It's at least 15 by 15 square feet, but it could be larger because some is buried in the sand. A NASA manager who confirmed the authenticity says, of course, the emotions come back. The debris was spotted by divers looking for wreckage of a World War II plane. Roughly 118 tons of pieces from the Challenger have been recovered. The History Channel, on November 22nd, will air a documentary on the finding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Kansas State Board of Education strongly recommends public school districts eliminate Native American mascots and branding. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.